Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
She's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about now. She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not gonna shout now.
She's not gonna shout.
So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
We'll
have no fun, 'cause your Trippers podcast comes out today.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast, episode 32, season 11. Hi, I'm your host, Jen Kirkman. Thank you for listening. As always, there's the free version that you are probably listening to on your favorite podcast app, as they say. And this version does have ads, and it's shorter. The full version without ads is only on patreon.com. You can click the link in the show notes and get a 7-day free trial. See if you want to hear more every week. And I hope you do support a writer on strike. All right, here we go. This week we'll be talking about many things, but let's start with this. Now, I know not last week, but 2 weeks ago, at the beginning of the episode, I talked about getting soft serve ice cream and being unhappy with the allotment of sprinkles, rainbow sprinkles that I got. I have another ice cream story. I know you're thinking, Jen, how do you do it? How do you have so many boring stories about ice cream? I wouldn't even imagine that someone would have more than one story about ice cream in their lifetime, and even that is too many. No, this story is really about parenting and how I just want to piss off parents right now. I'm kidding, but I'm going to piss off parents because every parent listening will somehow take this personally. And that's when I'll get the emails and everyone will be like, you don't understand. But this is what I'll say to you. If you're going to take it personally, then you're admitting that you suck at parenting because you're going to be relating to the ridiculous woman with a personal photographer following her and her kid around that I'm going to make fun of. If you don't take it personally, then you can join me in judging that woman. But you might be like, well, wait a minute. If I judge someone for their parenting, won't I be judged? Yes, we're all being judged every second. So just relax. Relax into it. And yes, I know it doesn't seem fair, but child-free people are allowed to judge people with kids. I know. It's just the way of the world. You can't police my judgment. But join me. Join me in hating this woman. Let's not hate. Let's not spread hate. Let's instead just go, wow, it takes all kinds, doesn't it? Let's just say something neutral like that in our minds. Let's send love and light to this woman and her child. But let's also just laugh. Let's just laugh for a minute at how absurd people are. So I'm at the Mr. Softy truck in Brooklyn. I'm walking down the street. I see the Mr. Softy truck parked in the usual spot, kind of a busy area, outside some stores. There's a lot of hubbub. People of all ages, all walks of life, stopping at the Mr. Softy. So anyway, I'm walking up to the Mr. Softy, and I see a mom with her baby stroller walking towards the Mr. Softy. We're coming at it from two different angles. I could have just hopped, skipped, and jumped and got there first, and it wouldn't have been rude, but I just didn't because I wasn't exactly sure that they were definitely going to the Mr. Softy, and I didn't feel like hopping or skipping or jumping, and then, damn it, yep, they strolled on up right when I did, and they went in front of me, and I was like, this is going to take a lot longer for them to do their ice cream thing than if I had just gone first, but whatever. I had time. So I stood there, and I noticed that there's a mom, probably, I don't know, 30-ish. There's her kid, maybe no way older than two, in the stroller, and there's a man following them on purpose. They're not being shadowed, but they know he's there, who's, I guess, a photographer. He has a real camera. I'm not talking about an iPhone camera, a real camera that he's doing all the twisty things with in the lens, and he's wearing these leather fingerless gloves, and he's got some kind of attachment on his arm that he can kind of rest the camera on. He looks like a pro, and he's got the camera bag slung around his neck, and he's using the camera sort of, it looks like maybe it can also record video, and so I think he's video recording this moment, which is the back of the boy's head as the boy looks at the Mr. Softy truck and the mom sort of off to the side. Now, I was not behind the lens, but I didn't think it looked like a very interesting shot. It's not, whatever. But I'm thinking, did they hire this guy? Because this woman didn't look fancy or done up or anything. It didn't look like she was some kind of influencer. But he looked like a professional. Now, maybe it's her husband, her boyfriend, her brother, her best friend. I don't know. And that male figure in her life is a professional photographer. And he said, next time you take little Billy out for something, let me record it or take photos or something. And you'll have these great photos to put on the internet and let strangers look at your kid.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
But I couldn't tell. But anyway, the point is the mother orders the ice cream. The guy hands it to her. But as she goes, I'll have a chocolate cone. And then she turns around and starts doing something in her purse. And she's ignoring the kid too. So I'm not here to say, oh, she couldn't take the ice cream when it was handed to her because she was being a mother. No, she's in her purse doing something. Now she could be looking for the money, but you don't have to do it in that moment. Now maybe you think, yes, you do, because how's she going to hold the ice cream and look in her purse? Listen, I've done that before. You got one hand for the purse, one hand for the ice cream. Either way, the guy is sitting there. His hand is out, holding out the ice cream from the window of the truck. It's ready. She doesn't see it. Photographer guy is just filming this. He is just staying neutral. He's not grabbing the ice cream for her. He's not saying, hey, Shirley, heads up, the ice cream's ready. Now, Billy is in his stroller and he is starting to roll away because she took her hands off the stroller. Now, he can't roll far, but he is rolling towards the curb. And if his stroller goes over the curb, it'll kind of bang into the ice cream truck and he'll be fine, but it would be kind of a thing. He might tip over. So as the kid starts rolling and nobody's reacting, the mom doesn't know the ice cream's ready. She's got her face in her purse, turned away from the kid, hand off of the stroller. And this guy is filming or taking photos or something. I grab the stroller. And she looks up and looks at me and then looks at the ice cream. She takes the ice cream first before taking the stroller, then orders another ice cream. Now I'm holding the stroller. She still has not said thank you or I'll get it from here. No acknowledgement. I mean, I'm just holding the stroller. You need a child-free person in this world because if I had my own kid, I would not be able to grab her stroller. So everyone who comes after me, you're just selfish. Really? Because that's not even my kid. And I had the urge to assist. How's that selfish? I'm the most amazing person who's ever lived. And this mother who had a baby, which you call an unselfish act, can't even hold the stroller. So what happens next? What happens next is she orders another ice cream cone. So she hands little Billy this one. She does this. I'm not joking. She turns around again and goes into her purse. Instead of standing with your body facing the ice cream truck and putting your hand in your purse, and sure, maybe stick your face in there too. You're looking for your wallet. I get it. I got things in my purse that are just thrown in there. I'm never going to learn. I'm never going to put my credit card back in the wallet and then put it nicely away in my purse. Never, 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 never. I'm 48. The dream is over. It's not happening. I'm always going to take the credit card and the receipt. I'm going to act like there's a mass murderer chasing me at CVS, and I'm going to act way too deferential to the people behind me that, you know, I can't have them wait another 3 seconds to get to their place in line. I have to throw my receipt and my credit card in my purse and run out the door. I will never, ever, ever put things away in my purse correctly. I will always come home with a just totally messy purse. I will dump it all out on the floor. I will organize it, put it back together, and say I'll never let it get messy again until the next day when I say, get real, of course you will. So I ain't judging this busy mom for having a messy purse. But what I'm saying is you can dig through your purse while having your body language facing the general area of the truck. But she does this big, entire, full body turnaround like she's doing some kind of abdominal side curl, you know, some oblique exercise. She's just turning around. And again, we just have this guy filming, taking photos. I don't know what his deal is. But even if he's just the hired photographer for the day, I still think it's more his duty to hold the kid's stroller than it is mine. You might say, no, 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 Jen, as a photographer of children that I'm hired to follow mothers around Brooklyn, it is strictly in my contract that I do not touch the stroller. Well, it's not in my contract either. I don't even have a contract. But anyway, so I'm holding the stroller. She's acting like, oh yeah, that's what you should be doing, total stranger. And the kid's eating the ice cream. This guy's filming and she's full body turned around again, looking for her wallet. And once again, the man in the ice cream truck is holding his arm out with the soft serve. There's nothing in her brain that thinks, oh, you know what? Just 4 seconds ago, a man stuck his hand out of the truck with soft serve. And it took him about 10 seconds to prepare that for me, even less. I bet if I turn around for 5 seconds, it's going to happen again. That's not, no. And you go, but Jen, it's so hard to be a mother. Listen to me. I used to babysit. I have a mother. I have friends that are mothers. I know enough to know that it's hard. I gotcha. But I'm telling you right now, if it's that hard that you can't remember something that happened 4 seconds ago and that you're going to turn all the way around and not have eyes in the back of your head or the sense that maybe you should pay attention to what you're doing, and don't be a mother then. I don't want to hear it. It's so hard. Don't do it then. Guess who's not doing it because it's hard? Me. You see what I'm saying?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Because eyes in the back of her head, if she had them, this kid wouldn't be being held in place by me, a child-free stranger. So finally, the photography guy goes, Shirley, or whatever her name is, the ice cream. And she goes, oh, and just acts surprised. Like, I didn't know that there'd be ice cream that I, even though I just ordered it. So then she takes the ice cream. Now, what does she do? She has got one ice cream in one hand. She's still got to look for her wallet in the purse. I'm still holding onto the kid. We make eye contact and I just boldly let go. Now the kid's not going to go anywhere because I let go. The stroller is stable. And we just have this moment where I take my hands off of it because I'm thinking to myself, I'm done with this. I could stand here and hold it because I'm not going anywhere. I'm next in line, but I don't, it's not my problem. So I take my hands off. She looks at me, registers that, puts one hand on it and hands the ice cream back to the ice cream truck guy and says, hang on, I have to get my wallet. I fully expected her to almost hand it to me. I feel like there was a moment where she was going to, but again, this photographer guy, he cannot help. So then she gets her wallet, she pays, all is well. They walk away. He's following, walking next to them, but he's not filming them anymore. So I don't know what that was. I don't know who this guy is. If it is her husband, darling, you need a new husband. He's terrible at being a husband and father. Maybe it's not his kid. I don't know people's lives, but I really, really wanted to know their life. You know, I butt in the wrong ways. I butt in and help their kid not roll away. That's not how I wanted to be in their group. I wanted to be in their little triad because I wanted to hear the details. Who is this guy? Why did you hire someone professionally to take photos of your child? Is this guy in any way the father? Did his sperm help make this baby? If so, why are you cool with the fact that he is doing no parenting duties? What is going on? And I feel like if I hold your stroller, I deserve to know. And here's the thing, I could have asked. I could have said, oh, what a cute family. Are you the dad? Dad's a photographer. That's cool. And she could have gone, no, this is some man I hired. Or she could have blinked twice and been like, actually, this man is following us. And I've been afraid to tell anyone about it because I don't want him to harm me. So you know what? Really, at the end of the day, it's on me. Why aren't I as bold in real life as I am on this podcast? I demand answers. Why couldn't I have just made conversation with these people? That would have been a way more interesting story. I could have told you guys who these people were to each other. Instead, I don't have any more answers than you do. Anyway, this week on No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast, oh, so much more to talk about, but only my patrons are going to get that. So click the link in the show notes, give it a 7-day free trial, see how you go. And until next week, have fun.